With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Oh, we didn't talk about this the other day, but what do you think of Al Pacino playing Joe Paterno? They're doing a movie. Barry Levinson's going to direct this. It's for HBO about the Penn State scandal, and they got Al Pacino.
I see the look. I can see him looking like him.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's some of the football coaches Al Pacino's played in the past are a little more high-strung.
Liar pants.
Yeah, right. That's not Joe Paterno. Okay, so here is here's the latest that Ann Wilson has to say about her split right now with her sister Nancy Wilson. In April, Ann Wilson's husband accepted a guilty plea to a couple counts of assault against Nancy's 16-year-old sons for that incident that happened at the White River Amphitheater last August. Anyways, Ann telling Yahoo Music, "We have no plans right now with Hart. We're both doing solo things this year. We need to let it breathe. What Nancy and I are doing right now is we're working on our friendship and on our sisterhood. The band, that's something else again. That'll come and go and evolve and shape, but we'll be sisters long after everything else is gone.
Good.
So we're working on our relationship right now, talking, letting water run under the bridge, just cool down, everybody chill."
And they have to do it over the phone because her husband's not allowed within 5 minutes.
No. Right. Well, that's going to be the thing is that, you know, Nancy, when they do get this thing back together again, and you assume that's going to happen.
Separate trailers.
Well, that's not even, they had that before, I assume.
Yeah.
You know, her husband's probably not going to be allowed at the same venue.
You got lawn
at the venue.
He's got lawn
when the
seats.
Kids are there.
Yeah, he's probably got lawn seats.
He's probably not going to be allowed anywhere near. He probably is not going to be able to go to the same concerts that Nancy's kids go to. A number of celebrities in Hollywood have had their homes burglarized recently, and the latest is David Spade. Burglars got away with a safe out of his house, $80,000 in cash and jewelry. Spade was upset because he lost a wedding band that belonged to his mom. The burglars disabled his security system. And so anyways, they're trying to track that guy down. And then next week, there's a biography coming out on Van Halen from their former tour manager.
Oh, I bet he saw it all.
And he was the manager from 1978 to 1985.
The good years.
On the road with Van Halen. And he is promising to tell all, because he got fired by those guys in 1985. So he says, I don't owe any allegiance to those guys. So we're looking forward to this thing when it comes out. Now, he says,
especially if you're a big Van Halen fan, which I was. You know, the David Lee Roth years, that was epic.
In the book, he recounts the time Eddie was hit with a paternity suit while engaged to Valerie Bertinelli. Eddie tearfully acknowledged that he had had encounters with this woman, but he said they were limited to the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky variety.
Ah, gotcha.
Still, he asked his manager, "Do you think I could have gotten her pregnant that way?"
Eddie.
And there are plenty of groupies featured in the book, including the Ketchup Queens. That's K-E-T-C-H-U-P, Ketchup. Okay. The Ketchup Queens. Described as a pair of beauties with a condiment fetish.
I don't want ketchup on me, man.
And then there was another pair who serviced the entire road crew in order to get backstage.
The entire road crew.
Eddie was a prodigy at substance abuse, as well as the guitar, it says in the book. On the 84 tour, Eddie had a personal dealer who flew around the world to supply him with drugs, mostly cocaine. And he was a prodigious drinker as well, which came into play at his wedding to Valerie Bertinelli, whose family were devout Catholics. Eddie and Valerie disappeared after the ceremony. The manager writes that he found them in a bathroom. Eddie throwing up in the toilet while Valerie Bertinelli in her wedding gown had tears streaming down her cheeks and cradled his head. Alex was also a serious alcoholic, and David Lee Roth could go off the rails too. On a 1981 tour, Diamond Dave got so drunk, nasty, and out of control, he tore up a hotel room The crew had to put him in a straitjacket. He was so out of control. Diamond Dave once took a shine to a woman he'd had a few encounters with. However, Dave had VD at the time and had likely given it to her. And he felt bad about that.
Uh-huh.
So what he did was he asked the manager to give her a call and apologize on his behalf.
Hey, babe, Dave told me to call.
When the manager said, I'm not doing that, he said, all right, well, then send her some flowers. And that's the trash.
I mean, you talk about the drinking problem of the three of them, and yet Michael Anthony was the one with the Jack Daniels-shaped bass guitar, and he didn't mention his name in there.